With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Despite the complete lack of support from city and state Democrat leaders in Illinois, the Trump administration moving ahead with ramped-up immigration enforcement in the state's largest city.
The Department of Homeland Security is calling it Operation Midway Blitz and says ICE officers will target criminal illegal aliens in Chicago. It's part of President Trump's focus on sanctuary cities. Homeland Security announced the move on social media with the mugshots of 11 foreign-born men it said should be deported. Illinois Governor Pritzker accused the Trump administration of using scare tactics and said federal officials have not coordinated the effort with his state. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump team marshaling the power of prayer as America's 250th anniversary approaches next year. The administration announcing the America Prays Initiative, the goal to get 1 million people a week praying for the USA.
Think about the miracles that would take place over the next year. Think about the transformation that you and I could witness in communities all across the land.
Housing Secretary Scott Turner announcing the America Prays Initiative at the latest Trump Religious Liberty Commission hearing at the Museum of the Bible in D.C. Russia continues its relentless, deadly assault on civilians in Ukraine. This time, Ukrainian officials say at least 21 people were killed when a Russian glide bomb struck a village in eastern Ukraine. It happened as pensions are being distributed to retirees. Preparing to ramp up its anti-terror offensive in Gaza, Israel's military urging civilians to evacuate Gaza City and to do so now. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 7 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 54 points. This is SRN News. On Tuesday evening, September 16th, the organization American Friends of Magen David Adam will gather in New York City for their annual gala. The event will raise funds for MDA, Israel's National Emergency Services System, transporting over 1 million patients annually. Troy Miller, president of the National Religious Broadcasters Association, sits on the group's national board of directors.
We know as Christians, no greater thing that you can do than to lay your life down for another. They put themselves into harm's way. It's not like just going to a car accident or going to a house fire. They are often going into active combat zones, whether it would be an act of terrorism. They don't know if there's a second bomb there or a second shooter or whatever. They're going into those in order to help and rescue people.
More on how MDA delivers disaster relief in Israel and around the world can be found on the website savinglivesinisrael.org. This is SRN News. Rupert Murdoch's family has reached a deal on control of his media empire after his death.
The agreement ensures no change in direction at the conservative Fox News Channel. The deal creates a trust giving control of the Fox Corporation to Lachlan Murdoch, Rupert's chosen heir. That trust also gives control of the Fox empire to younger sisters Grace and Chloe. Lachlan's three older siblings give up any claims to control Fox and receive stock currently valued at $3.3 billion.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. An AP investigation reveals that U.S. tech firms, to a large degree, designed and built China's surveillance state, playing a far greater role enabling human rights abuses than previously known. Firms including IBM, Dell, Cisco sold billions in technology to Chinese police and government agencies. More details at srnnews.com.